MissouriNet News. I'm Jason Taylor. Both sides in a special House committee hearing on an investigation of Governor Eric Greitens revealed they've contacted the FBI. Republican Representative Jay Barnes, who chairs the committee, said he contacted federal law enforcement after hearing close testimony from an early Greitens campaign advisor, Michael Hafner, who alleged Greitens had concealed money and received foreign donations. Barnes said he'd contacted the FBI several weeks after hearing about the foreign donations, which are illegal. Barnes made the comment while noting the FBI then questioned him about a $100,000 payment made to attorney Al Watkins from newspaper publisher Scott Fahn. Barnes' committee was grilling Watkins yesterday about the $100,000 payment. Watkins said during the hearing that he'd initially informed the FBI in early 2017 about the payment because it was in cash and he suspected it may have come from illegal activity. Watkins said he took a photo of a $50,000 cash delivery from Fahn and sent it to a special agent. Watkins also revealed during the hearing that he contacted the FBI in 2016 over Greitens' encounter with a woman who has alleged he sexually coerced and tried to blackmail her. The woman is central to the House investigation of Greitens. An operative for Governor Greitens has called the chairman, Jay Barnes, a material witness in the probe. Attorney Catherine Hanaway says committee chairman Barnes contacted the FBI about the cash payment related to the probe before informing his own committee about the payment. The U.S. Senate is expected to work next month on a farm bill, according to Missouri U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill.
I can assure you that it will not include some of the draconian measures that were put in place in regards to the SNAP program in the House.
The House's controversial farm bill, which failed to pass this month, included stronger restrictions for food stamp recipients. Harrisonville police south of Kansas City are investigating a reported attempted abduction. A mother told officers her 12-year-old son fended off a driver of a van who was wearing a mask by hitting him with his skateboard. A male inmate shot himself to death near the Greene County Jail entrance in Springfield yesterday. The unnamed inmate was riding in a civilian transport company vehicle carrying multiple inmates on their way to jail facilities at the time of the suicide. A portion of Interstate 70 in the Kansas City area will be completely closed for the weekend following Memorial Day starting Friday, June 1st. Missouri State Troopers will be on state lakes and waterways during this Memorial Day weekend, which is the unofficial start of the boating season. Missouri State Highway Patrol Lieutenant Paul Reinch says state law requires children under the age of 7 to wear a U.S. Coast Guard approved flotation device anytime they're in a boat.
But again, it's not only important for those children, it's important for adults. And as we learned last weekend with the tragic loss of life at the Lake of the Ozarks, it's extremely important to wear one.
Lieutenant Reinch says 3 people were killed and 2 others were seriously injured in last weekend's boating crash on Lake of the Ozarks when a boat crashed into a rock bluff. More news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to MissouriNet News.